Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Bentibuya. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, the General Manager of Namibian Hospitality Powerhouse, Gondwana Collection, Gilles Joubert, narrates the group's 25-year journey and their plans to grow outside of Namibia. He also gives a sense of how they survived the ever-evolving coronavirus pandemic and lessons to help build back better. Good morning and welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And I have been joined by Gilles Joubert. He's the General Manager for the Gondwana Collection in Namibia. And today he's going to help us understand what they've been doing during lockdown and all of that. So welcome to the podcast, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Can you tell us more about yourself and then your hotels, Gondwana?
Yes. So I've been with Gondwana first as a non-executive director and then, as the CEO now. So in total about 6 years. My personal background is in law and in banking. I spent almost 10 years in banking in Namibia. I know the brand Gondwana. I've known it for many years. Everyone in Namibia does. It's a very, very loved brand. It's a local brand. Namibian born, Namibian based. So when I got the opportunity to get involved with Gondwana, I jumped at it, and it's been a phenomenal journey so far. Love the company, love the brand, love the culture, and everything that we stand for. Just in terms of Gondwana, we were born as an accommodation, a lodge based service provider. We've got, depending, in terms of what you look at, including campsites and things like that, you're looking about 46 properties, and offerings all over Namibia. We've also done some vertical integration into the value chain, so we offer more than just accommodation. We offer car rental from Namibia to go. We offer bespoke travel. DMC, what people call, through the Gondwana Travel Center. And we're working on an online travel agent, Namibian.org called Safari2Go. Exciting times. It's obviously still, bad times and desperate times in terms of tourism in general. But we have a lot of dreams and a lot of plans for Gondwana also. Not limited to Namibia, but regionally in Southern Africa.
Okay. Excellent. Now, let's just look at how did you, or how are you managing, or if I may use the word, also transiting in this second wave of the COVID in terms of the hotel and your operations?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things. I think first and foremost, in terms of the culture of Gondwana over the past 25 years, we've never been cowboys. So the company has always been managed very prudently in terms of our debt levels. We were lucky to have the necessary facilities in place, also through our partners, a local bank here in Namibia, to withstand this storm. Of course, it was terrible times, and our business fell to zero at times, running at big losses. But we could also always sustain the company, and that is most important. But also we could sustain it in a way that we are very proud to represent our values. So we have we've obviously cut costs to the bone, including salary costs. We've all taken salary cuts, of which the executive management has taken the biggest cuts. But the one thing that we are extremely proud of in terms of dealing with this pandemic is that we've not retrenched a single person. We have almost 1,100 Namibians in our employment. We're very much rural based. We are based in the villages out there, where we understand our impact and our responsibility. So we are really proud that we could have our people and our culture intact, and obviously our company intact. Throughout this pandemic.
Just on that particular question, did you receive any government support? And the general hospitality sector in Namibia.
Yes, so we received some government support, but it was unfortunately, in the bigger scheme of things, it was quite small. We are grateful to government. it was a partial subsidizing of salaries for only 3 months, and only partial. Every cent helps. So we are grateful, but it was in the bigger context, it was quite a small benefit.
Okay, again, now still on Gondwana, and what would you say is your position in the hospitality sector in Namibia in terms of the role that you play? Because this year, I think, is your 25th anniversary, am I right?
That's great.
And of your existence, can you also walk us through some of the challenges, the successes, and where you intend to go now?
So I think our positioning, like I said, we are very proud of who we are, as a proudly Namibian company. Like I said, Namibian born and Namibian based. We feel our role and our responsibility in this nation is more than just a company in terms of business and profit driven. We have a responsibility as a responsible corporate citizen, to our fellow Namibians, and to have an impact wherever we can. And I think our Gondwana Care Trust speaks a lot to that. We help so many projects in terms of providing meals to less fortunate people and many other projects. That to us is very important, that our positioning and our responsibility as an Namibian corporate citizen. Yes, 25 years, humble beginnings in the far south. We've grown organically over the years, and especially the brand and what the brand stands for. I think that is always important, the values and the culture. Many challenges. The biggest, of course, was still is this COVID pandemic. We trust that the worst is behind us. There are no guarantees. We are always conservative in our planning. But we hope that the second half of this year, our world will look different and much better. Beyond that, we have a whole lot of ambition, both in terms of further expansion in Namibia. We have a lot of plans in terms of our digital expansion and the digital offerings that we want to bring to the world, and then also regional expansion, and even further in the value chain, to make sure that we can be that complete one-stop shop in terms of tourism services, but also in terms of a responsible company, where people can feel they're part of a company that makes a real difference in the world and a contribution to our communities and absolutely also to our environment.
Now, I just want to stay on a bit on the expansion plan. In terms of the regional plan, do you have anything that you can disclose right now in the offing?
Yes, I can confirm something. We own property in Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. We had plans to start developing that last year already, and obviously with the pandemic we had to put everything on ice. So that is something that's more than just a dream, that's already a peg in the sand. And for the rest it's more exploration, but digitally, digital makes the world such a small place.
Exactly.
We will bring quite a few things to the market in the next six months on that front.
Okay. Now, also knowing that because of the pandemic, needs of travelers have changed, What is the one thing that you've incorporated into your system that you believe that it will be part of the running of your properties going forward?
So I think there are two things there. The one thing is in terms of our COVID protocol, you know, which we take very seriously. We're very proud also that all our properties have been certified, both at government level, and now we've also started with independent private sector level. We've just received, the certification of our hotel in Swakopmund yesterday, where we scored 100%. So we are very professional in terms of our COVID protocol. We take it serious, but yet we bring it with hospitality, with the Gondwana warmness and kindness. So we definitely provide a safe, environment for our guests. And the second thing is, which is generally in terms of Namibia, in terms of what we offer, Namibia has always been, there's wide open spaces, natural social distancing. So in terms of what the future of tourism, especially on the short and medium term, will look for, solitude, safety, I think Namibia is perfectly positioned, and Gondwana is perfectly positioned to provide a breakaway, come and see Africa, come and experience Namibia, our people and our wildlife. But you can do that, in the comfort of your own vehicle, self-drive, on safe roads, and with vast distances. So we're not a crowded destination, and I think we are well positioned in that regard.
What's your view on the tourism revival strategy, and how is it working? And as introduced in June last year, by the government and the private sector.
Look, I think it's very difficult because the world keeps on changing. So I think first and foremost, we are deeply grateful, and we were also involved, in the engagement with government and government's willingness to engage with us, to make sure that Namibia is an option, a destination that people can come and visit, and it's a safe destination without being irresponsible, towards the local population. But in terms of everything else, we keep on engaging. I think the one thing that the market wants and needs is some clear and concise rules in terms of when I come to your country, what do I need to have, especially now with the rollout of the vaccine. I think as a country, there's still some work to be done there, but at least we are open and we are safe. We have, airlift, we have planes flying directly to Namibia. It's going okay. But I think for Namibia, we must make sure that we grab this opportunity optimally because we are better positioned than many other countries in the world.
Okay. Finally, as we wrap up, why should people choose Gondwana in Namibia?
I think we live in a world that's changed. We live in a world where people ask critical questions, in terms of the companies that they choose to support. What do you do, with your employees? How do you treat your employees? How do you treat the environment? Some basic stuff like your sewage at your lodges. We have water recycling plants at every single lodge. What do you do for the environment? What do you do for the communities? We are the biggest investor in communal land in Namibia. So we believe in inclusive tourism, to really bring a benefit to the local communities as well. And that is something that we've always done for the right reasons. We've done it, as a proud Namibian company. But it's becoming more and more important in terms of in commercial terms, where the consumers, ask critical questions, and they should, and we love that. In terms of who you really support. And that is why we are humbled and proud to be who we are. And we love for the world to come and experience our hospitality, our responsibility, as a company that's truly out to make a difference in Namibian society and in the Namibian environment.
I mean, I must say that it was a good experience up in Mahali and Desert Grace. These were amazing, facilities that anyone going to Namibia should have a chance to, experience that. Gilbert, so if you're not working, what do you do for leisure?
Well, surprise, surprise! I love traveling. So I'm constantly on the road. I've got with my family. I've got three young children, and we love exploring our beautiful country. And that is a great combination also for me to see our properties and to be seen at our properties by the employees. We believe that's very important. We don't believe in building an ivory tower in Windhoek. We are here to support our people on the ground. We're not here to dictate. So that is something that I'm very blessed at. And then I'm a very curious person. I love reading. I love exploring new ideas. I need my training. So I do a bit of running and cycling, which is also obviously out in nature. But not a very complicated person. In fact, I think I'm fairly predictable and simple. So,
Okay. Thank you so much, Robert, for your time to speak to us, and we hope to engage you, going forward.
Thank you so much for having me.